you know, like a lot of things, younger, older, unwell animals cope less well than others. Dogs, for example, the only way that they can lose heat is by panting or by sweating through their paw pads. And the fluffier you are, the less likely you are to be able to lose enough heat. All animals, just like humans, are able to regulate heat to some extent, but in certain circumstances, including extreme heat that you can't find a way to escape from, can cause a problem.
How does hot weather affect the behaviour of animals?
More you see things like lethargy, you'll see heavy breathing, and obviously panting, a lot of panting. A lot of people get concerned when their animal's panting, but actually, in most cases, it's a good thing. But mainly, I think, just like us, they tend to sit around and do as little as possible. And some of them aren't very clever and don't sit around enough and run around too much and actually make themselves get sick that way. You know, for example, a dog that goes on its normal walk when it's 20 degrees goes on that walk when it's 40 degrees and then hops back in the car, and it can be, even if it's not left in the car for long, it can be dead within 5 minutes because it's just overdone things and it's gone too far.
So can you give us some tips for cooling down a dog then?
Yeah, for dogs, the main thing is always to have plenty of fresh water available for them to be able to get to shade at all times. So if you have to have a dog in a small area or even on a chain or a run or something, they have to be able to get to shade at all times of day. It's nice to have a sprinkler going for the dog. I always recommend, especially with your Staffies and your other short-nosed dogs or black dogs or particularly fluffy dogs, a lot of people think of hosing them down after they get back from the walk. Hose them down before you go too, and when you get back as well, and if necessary, and always take water with you.
How about cats?
Cats don't drink much normally. They don't need to, but they drink a lot more in this weather, and so you need to make sure that they've got water available and shade available. I actually turn my fans on for my cats when I see them lying around looking too hot, and most cats don't like water that much, you know, to be wet, so you don't really want to hose them down much. But, and more than one bowl of water is important, because if one's empty or gets knocked over, you know, it can only take a couple of hours to dehydrate.
How about guinea pigs and mice?
With those, because they're mostly in hutches, they should always be in the shade, and particularly in this weather, they should have good ventilation, so not really enclosed ones. And you can do things like have a sprinkler running on those too. It doesn't have to be so that the animals are getting wet, but if you actually have the water landing on the hutch, it sort of cools it down a little bit. And you can even, if necessary, you know, have a fan on it or something like that.
How about for birds and our little friend out on the porch there?
Birds do usually like showers. So the sprinkler's a really good one for them. And it is repetitive. It's always lots of plenty of fresh water and always access to shade and good ventilation. Yeah, so if you've got a bird in a cage, don't let it be in the sun, in the hot sun at any time of day. Once you see that a bird is too hot, it's probably too late to save it, because birds are very good at disguising illness or heat stress or anything. And so it's called the sick bird look, and they're sitting there and they're looking all fluffed up, and then they can drop off the perch in a few minutes. So that's something you've got to really watch for, because by the time you get to the vet, they won't be able to do anything.
How about for big animals like horses, sheep and livestock?
Horses usually don't mind being hosed down, but it is, again, they need to be able to take themselves to shade at all times, have plenty of water available, but also if they've got good fresh grass, you get a lot of liquid from that. So not just dry food, it's good if they always have some sort of fresh vegetation available, as well as lots of water. And you can hose them down, and they need to be able to get to shade. And that goes the same with sheep and cows. I mean, you drive along and you see the sheep all squishing under, or the cows squishing under one tiny tree in the middle of the paddock. It's because they're not stupid. That's where they want to be. Sheep, make sure they're shorn.
On the topic of clipping and shearing, how useful is it for, say, dogs and cats to give them a bit of a trim in summer?
I think it's a really good idea for long-haired animals to be clipped in summer. I suppose it depends partly what environment they live in. I mean, if it's an inside cat that lives in constant air conditioning, you probably don't need to worry about it. But there's a lot of cold weather dogs in North Queensland, your Huskies and Malamutes and Samoyeds and things like that. I think that it often is quite obvious after they have a clip that they're more comfortable in hot weather, a lot of those dogs.
You said a bit of panting is pretty normal for animals in summer. When what are the signs we should look at that the animal's not comfortable, that it's actually becoming heat distressed?
Labored breathing, if it's collapsed, for example. If the dog is panting so much that it can't do anything else, basically what I would do is, if you have any doubts that it might be panting too much or might not be well, the first thing I would do is get wet towels to put on it or hose it down, and I would actually then immediately take it to the vet. If you're not sure, then get checked. Heat stress can come on pretty quickly, so that's what I would advise. If you're concerned, take the precaution of finding out.
How good are frozen foods for animals during hot weather?
I think they're probably really good, actually. Yeah, a lot of I've known of a few people who leave their dog a whole frozen chicken and then go to work, and that gives the dog, first of all, something to play with and do all day, but it also definitely helps cool them down, because that you know, they can lose a bit more heat from trying to warm up the food as they're eating it. So yeah, it's a great idea.